For WKNO News in Memphis, I'm Christopher Blank. Back in March, the Suez Canal got jammed up by a large boat. This week, a bridge in Memphis got in on the action as traffic on the road and in the water came to a halt because of a crack in the Hernando de Soto Bridge. America's shipping industry is once again talking about the importance of infrastructure. To go over that and a few other issues is political analyst Otis Sanford. Welcome back.
Thank you, Chris. Thank you for having me.
Well, first, Otis, I want to start with a couple of other headlines from this week. This first one is about sports. Starting next year in Tennessee, college or university athletes can make money from endorsement deals. We are one of 15 states now to have what are called name, image, and likeness laws, or NIL laws. Otis, these laws have mostly had bipartisan support. What are they really about, and are they good for Tennessee?
What they are about is leveling the playing field. Pardon my pun there. It allows athletes, especially the star athletes, to cash in on their image and likeness, which could be used in a lot of different ways, like video games and even some social media material. And it just allows these athletes to make some money off of that. I think it's a good thing because the NCAA and coaches make a ton of money, Chris, and they are making it off the backs of these players. And so at the very least, in terms of their image and likeness, they should be able to cash in.
Well, another issue this week, it seems like the end of the pandemic is about as confusing as the beginning when it comes to masks and social distancing. This week, restaurant owners in Memphis say new health directives aren't very clear. How do you treat customers? Some who come in with masks, some who don't have them. Otis, what do you think about all these mixed messages from pretty much everywhere these days about, regulations and directives? Or what should government be doing about this?
Obviously, things do evolve. The findings evolve. And I think all of this is intended to just give us a little bit more freedom, Chris. You know, the masks have been a source of controversy by some people all along. Frankly, I'm almost tired of wearing a mask, but I have done so without any hesitation because I wanted to stay safe and I wanted to protect others. But I think the government people and the health officials are trying to be as accommodating as they can to people who are tired of wearing the mask. And if the science says, if you've been vaccinated, you don't have to, I think that's why they are relaxing the rules.
Okay, so now in the words of James Brown, let's take it to the bridge. Otis, one of the things that struck me about this...
I love James Brown.
One of the things that struck me about this incident this week is that a small crack in our bridge could shut down river traffic and a major highway. Is this for you one of those things that just happens that needs to be fixed, or does it speak to some of the bigger problems facing the country with infrastructure?
I think it does both. Yes, it's a very small crack, but it's a crack right in the center of the bridge, if you look at the schematics that I've seen. But yes, it speaks overall to the need for infrastructure repairs, improvements, and new infrastructure across the country. This is just emblematic of that. And when you look at this bridge in particular, I-40 in the central part of the country is a major thoroughfare. And we just can't have this kind of thing hurting our economy and the commerce. So it has to be dealt with. It really does.
A report card for America's infrastructure pointed out that about 4% of bridges in our state are deficient, which adds up to about 800 bridges. Mississippi also has similar problems. You know, traditionally, no politician loves infrastructure spending. Do you see that starting to change at all?
I mean, when we start talking about, again, the economic health of the country, I mean, look at everything else that has happened this week, you know, with the Colonial Pipeline and the panic buying of gasoline, and all of that stuff plays into fears that our infrastructure is deficient. And the politicians and the policymakers are the ones that's going to have to deal with this. Really, it helps President Biden's plea for infrastructure spending not just around here, but across the country, because we sorely need it.
Well, for years, there's been talk of building a third bridge. Do you think we're going to be hearing more about that?
We already are hearing more about it. The Greater Memphis Chamber is talking about it. My understanding, they had a meeting about it just yesterday to discuss this. This is something that's been out there for several years as a discussion, but it never went anywhere because the costs were so high. And now, you know, the price tag would be somewhere over $1 billion to do this. But I think we do need to bring it back into the conversation. Even if it's not in the city of Memphis, it needs to be pretty close by. That gives us a third option, especially with all of that traffic that goes east to west on I-40 and I-55.
Political analyst Otis Sanford joins us each week to talk about Tennessee politics. Thanks again.
Thank you, Chris.
This is WKNO News.